ABC Radio Australia.
To the Solomon Islands now, where celebrations are underway to mark 48 years of independence. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will arrive in a couple of hours for the commemorations, following a landmark Vuvalu Union treaty with Fiji, alongside a new military alliance committing both countries to support each other in the event of an attack. Mr. Albanese is expected to discuss this alliance with Solomon Islands Prime Minister Matthew Wale. For more on these celebrations, we cross now to Honiara, where Gina Makaa is an investigative reporter with In-Depth Solomon Islands, and she's on the line. Gina, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem at all. So what's the atmosphere like there in Honiara today?
Yes, so it's a slow start today, but we've seen along the way, because we are now at the airport waiting for Prime Minister Albanese and his delegation, but on the way we've seen people, vehicles and people are starting to gather to start the parade to head to the main stadium where the event will eventuate later this morning.
Now, 48 years, that's a pretty great achievement. How significant is Independence Day for Solomon Islanders, and why is it so important?
Yeah, so like any national holiday in Solomon Islands, today is one of the biggest events, like you mentioned, Independence Day, and it's usually held every 7th July. I think for people in Solomon Islands, this is a time to commemorate the country's sovereignty from British rulings in 1978. It is deeply important because it's a bit of self-governance, and it unites highly diverse tribal communities and inspires national pride.
And what will Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese be doing during his visit to Honiara, and what are his meetings with Prime Minister Matthew Wale expected to contain?
Yes, Prime Minister Albanese will be here for a couple of hours, and he will be covering five events today. One is the bilateral meeting with our Prime Minister. I think it's just to strengthen the bilateral meetings that I recently had in Australia when our Prime Minister came over in Australia recently. And the other one, he will also officiate at the independence. He will make brief remarks at the independence celebrations today. And one of the main highlights of his visit is the handing over of the birthing centre in Honiara as well.
Now, Australia's Prime Minister obviously signed a security treaty with Fiji yesterday. Is there an expectation that something similar might be signed in Honiara?
I don't think that will eventuate today, but I am aware that there's going to be bilateral meetings in terms of security, education, and probably climate change, but climate resilience, sorry. But I don't think there's going to be any signing of any treaty happening today.
And yes, and we reported earlier in the show that treaty obviously came just before a Chinese missile test within the Pacific. Has that got people within government sort of nervous or anxious within the Solomon Islands today as well?
To be honest, it's still new, but I've seen a couple of concerns on just circulating on Facebook from just citizens. But maybe we'll know more about that in the coming days if leaders started to, if we started seeing this coming out in the media from the leaders as well.
Yes, we will see. Now, Prime Minister Matthew Wale unveiled his government's policy document yesterday. What did it say about foreign relations and security with Australia and China?
Yeah, I think the Great Coalition's main policy on foreign policies is I think it adopts a friendly to all enemy to none stance. It emphasizes on restoring trust and traditional partners like Australia, New Zealand, but it keeps China will remain as a friend and development partner, but security arrangements must go first before Parliament for scrutiny, before any signing. So the main thing is for the friendly to all, enemy to none policy, which this government and the previous governments have been emphasising on.
Yes, it's probably a prudent stance. Finally, Gina, any plans for yourself today for today's celebrations, or do you have to work the whole day?
Unfortunately, I am currently on the Australian High Commission convoy, a media bus, so we'll be on duty until 4 p.m. this afternoon.
Oh, that's no good. What about a family dinner tonight? Anything like that to celebrate Independence Day?
I haven't planned anything yet. My mind is already scrapped up with all the work for today, lined up work for today.
Typical journalist. Well, look, I'll leave it there, Gina, because I'm sure you've got a massive day ahead of you. But thanks so much for joining us on Pacific Beat.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Not a problem at all. That was Gina McCarter, an investigative reporter with In Depth Solomon Islands.